We've seen a lot of extreme weather already this year, and for another example, let's turn to Botswana in southern Africa, which is in the midst of a severe drought. It has hit the country's farmers, but also its wild animals, including giraffes and elephants that have made their way into villages in search of water. Sharon Chipa is a freelance journalist and the chairperson of Botswana Society for Human Development. She joins us from Maun, Botswana. Sharon, give us a sense of how bad things are there with this drought.
Okay, right now things are pretty bad in that mostly people are really affected, especially the poor farming communities. These are people that are dependent on agriculture. We had people that cultivated some crops sometime in December with the first rains that we got, and then by February everything burned. So basically many people were not able to harvest anything, meaning that they have nothing to eat and nothing to sell. And then, of course, it's not just people that are affected. The animals are also affected. We have cattle and small livestock that have no way or nothing to graze on. So, yeah, people and animals are struggling equally.
And Botswana is also a country that a lot of people go to for safaris. There are a lot of safari animals there, and I understand that some of them, like elephants, giraffes, zebras, are coming into the villages to get water.
In Maung, where I am right now, this place is a tourist capital of Botswana. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have some human and wildlife conflict where some wildlife would leave their natural spaces and go to look for water in normal villages. So many people are losing their farmland to elephants who come and eat everything, but people are trying to do their best to live with the animals.
Now, I know that you had a very bad drought just a few years ago. How does this one compare to the one in 2016?
Okay, so in 2016, I was in Gaborone. For me, being in Gaborone was so bad because the Gaborone Dam dried up, meaning that the capital city of Botswana didn't have stable access to water. Mm-hmm. So we were water rationed, would go for like 2 to 3 days without water in a row, and the government had to bounce water for other people. This is just getting water in big trucks with tanks and taking water to the outskirts of the town to people that live in the villages next to town. So for us, when I was that side, the dam literally dried up.
So it's not that bad this time yet?
So this time in Gaborone, it's not so bad because, as you know, we had Cyclone Dineo coming. And then when that cyclone came, it filled up the dam in like a week's time. Mm-hmm. You know how like climate change and everything is just unpredictable. 1 minute it's no rain, everything is dry and there's nothing. And then 1 minute there's just rain that comes and floods everything. So water-wise in the capital, it's not so bad right now. But where I am right now in Maung, which is like the tourism capital of Botswana, right now things are really bad because the Tamalakane River, which gets its water from the delta, hasn't had any water. And some of the hippos down here, I hear they had to be relocated into the heart of the delta because the government feared they could die. So some of these animals, wildlife, are being relocated into the heart of the delta where there is still water.
So you mentioned climate change. Obviously, climate scientists are careful not to say that one particular event has to do with climate change, but they say that in general, storms are getting more severe, droughts are getting more severe, they're getting longer, they're getting more frequent. Are people there in Botswana talking about climate change when they look at what's going on there now?
Yeah, they are, because also the government has been doing a lot in terms of sensitization and public awareness, you know, just trying to make sure that people are aware of what they're going through and what they're experiencing. So, yes, there is that talk and dialoguing and engagement in as far as climate change and drought is concerned all over the place.
That is Sharon Chipa, who is a freelance journalist and chairperson of Botswana Society for Human Development, joining us from Maun in Botswana, which is in the midst of a terrible drought yet again, just a few years after the last one. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.